101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. There are still no solid answers as to what caused an explosion at a home on Ashley Drive in Rockville.
Crews are back out at the scene this morning as they try to find out two things: how the explosion happened and the location of the homeowner. Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says the owner was due in court yesterday regarding the property,
in which there was some type of bank sale or such scheduled.
Goldstein says the person in the home somehow managed to turn their gas service back on at some point over the past couple of months. It was originally shut off in 2015 by Washington Gas. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two high school students in Rockville are under arrest, accused of raping a 14-year-old student in a bathroom at Rockville High School. 18-year-old Henry Sanchez and 17-year-old Jose Montano, both ninth graders, were ordered held without bond Friday afternoon. Court documents say Montano and the girl knew each other and that he forced her into a bathroom after asking for sex, which she refused. Sanchez then joined in on the assault. Ramon Korianoff with Montgomery County State's Attorney's Office says they're both being tried as adults.
These are very serious allegations carrying the potential of life in prison.
Montano also has a pending case in front of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Court documents indicate he came from Guatemala 7 months ago. A rough week for the Secret Service is only getting rougher. More details emerging from last weekend's breach of White House grounds don't look good for them. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz chairs the House Oversight Committee.
Secretary Kelly told me that this person was there on the ground for 17 minutes, went undetected, was able to get up next to the White House, hide behind a pillar, look through a window, rattle the door handle is just beyond comprehension, especially because it's not the first time this has happened.
And the Secret Service is still searching for a laptop stolen from an agent's car.
The agent's backpack containing her agency-issued laptop and assignment lapel pins was stolen out of her car at her home in Brooklyn. Law enforcement sources said the Secret Service laptop contained floor plans and evacuation protocols for Trump Tower. A spokesperson for the Secret Service said their laptops have multiple layers of security, including encryption, and they're not used to store classified information.
That's correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Beijing this weekend for his first in-person talks with Chinese leaders. They're expected to focus on North Korea and how China can take a more active role in dealing with Kim Jong-un's nuclear program.
They think that China can do more when it comes to North Korea. They believe that China has the most leverage of any country in the world because it's North Korea's only meaningful trading partner. Their trade relationship with China accounts for 70 to 90% of North Korean trade.
That's correspondent Will Ripley. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he now supports a bill banning hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, for natural gas in Maryland.
Because of Maryland's unique position in the country and our wealth of natural resources, our administration has concluded that the possible environmental risks of fracking simply outweigh any potential benefits.
The governor, as recently as this past week, had said he was waiting to see what the legislature does, but says he decided to support a ban after hearing about plans to put the matter on the ballot. Fracking right now is not allowed in Maryland. A state moratorium, though, would have ended October 1st. Opponents cite health and environmental concerns, but supporters say allowing the drilling would create jobs in western Maryland. Sports: John Wall posts a career-high 20 assists in the Wizards' win over the Bulls. Spring training action: the Nats tied Miami. The O's beat Pittsburgh. The Caps are in Tampa tonight. In March Madness, the UMD women rout Bucknell to head to the second round. UVA men play Florida in round two tonight. We'll check traffic and weather next.
From winter to spring, and then back to winter again. Whatever the weather, count on the WMAL Storm Center.
A weather advisory has been issued for the...
We do expect the precipitation to mix with... And
everything you need to know.
More weather that could impact your commute.
Crash between Cabin John Parkway and River Road.
On air and online.
Rain and lots of it starting this afternoon and this evening.
The WMAL Storm Center on WMAL and WMAL.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bollandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. That's bolandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
To find your locally owned and operated Cub Cadet dealer, visit CubCadetDealers.com.
At 7:05, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
So far, we're looking good in the district. No marathons like the last couple of weekends and road closures to slow things down in the city itself. Beltway, Outer Loop, we do have a crash. It's right before River Road on the right side. A couple of cars involved in that. A couple of emergency vehicles still on the scene. You're going to see the lights. Just stay to the left. You'll be able to get through there, no problem. Through Maryland on US 50 westbound just before Landover, we've got a crash through that stretch. And through Virginia on Highway 123 northbound just before Fairfax Boulevard to about Eaton Place. All of those lanes are blocked. That's a work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today into the mid-50s. Rain coming in tonight down to the upper 30s. Tomorrow that rain could mix with some snow in the morning, then partly cloudy tomorrow afternoon into the low 50s. We're at 41 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
There's things you want near you, like an Advance Auto Parts store full of friendly car experts with the knowledge and parts you need to get the job done. Then there's things you don't want near you, like the extremely dangerous Eastern Diamondback Rattlesnake.
Whoa.
You know, the one that falls under the extra poisonous category. So swing by our new Advance Auto Parts store in Auxon Hill to be surrounded by the parts you need at the best prices. Snake free. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hour 2 of the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And a lot of news coming out of the White House this week from the briefing room, from the East Room. And there at each of them was John Gizzi, the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax. And also... John Gizzi, as featured on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon this week. John, good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Rick. I think, am I ever going to get back to being quizzed on the issues of the day instead of my glasses, which Jimmy Fallon found so intriguing?
Well, not only Jimmy Fallon, but a whole lot of people online. and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And if you want to get in on what we're talking about, just Google Gizzi and glasses, and you will see the video. John, the first thing I want to ask you about is the Angela Merkel press conference with Donald Trump. Now, I've been watching both MSNBC and Fox News so that I can get two completely different views of the world. Now, once that Angela Merkel presser with Donald Trump concluded, MSNBC's reporter, first words were how tense it was in the East Room and how you could feel the tension. You were there. How tense was it?
Tense? Ha! Methinks my colleague from NBC exaggerates a bit too much. There was no tension in the room. The only tension was that Chancellor Merkel and President Trump kept us waiting for about 30 minutes before they came out. Look, let's put it on the table. These are people who read scripted responses that are prepared by people in the diplomatic corps dealing with areas of possible disagreement, notably trade and NATO, although I felt President Trump made a very gracious statement about Germany increasing its share of the funding of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, something he advocated. The questions covered a wide variety of areas, and of course, my colleague from Germany had to ask about whether or not President Trump still believed that former President Obama had his campaign headquarters at the Trump Tower bugged last year. He is not yielding on this point, and when it came to apologizing for any tweets that he's made, he said very few. And he continues to believe, apparently, that there is some relation to what some of the talking heads have said about Obama and the Democrats eavesdropping on his campaign sessions. And then, of course, in a famous moment, he turned to Chancellor Merkel and said, "That's something we have in common," a reference to the reports that U.S. intelligence agencies had eavesdropped on the Chancellor's personal cell phone a few years back. That's still a sore subject in Germany, which is privacy conscious. Overall, I'd say that we can interpret what the response was to these remarks, but between the two world leaders, it was an amicable conversation, and they went out to lunch after. It doesn't sound like a lot of tension to me. I was there.
A lot's been made of some of the comments that President Trump made about Germany and Angela Merkel during the campaign. With that as a backdrop, John, what's your sense of how the meetings went in the Oval Office? And I know you've talked with the German reporters as well. What is your sense from what you saw and what you heard of how those meetings went?
My feeling is, Rick, that the meetings went very well. Remember something. Chancellor Merkel is a politician in a desperate situation. She's either tied or trailing her opponent, the Social Democratic candidate for Chancellor Martin Schulz, in elections to be held in a few months. She cannot afford a dust-up with Germany's longtime partner, the United States, and its president, no matter what some voters may think of Mr. Trump. Relations will be a lot worse if the Social Democrat Schulz becomes Chancellor Schulz later in the year. So her reputation as America's best friend in Europe is at stake. It's on that point that the Chancellor is likely to choose the better part of valor on trade, on NATO, and on other issues, and keep it all convivial with the new occupant 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't think it was troublesome at all.
You were also in the press briefing room when Sean Spicer got into it with Jonathan Carl, among others, in the room. Tell us a little bit about what happened and what the atmosphere was like in that room.
Well, that was a little different from the Merkel-Trump summit of Friday. Look, Jonathan Carl brought up the issue of whether or not there was any evidence of an Obama bugging of the Trump campaign headquarters. What he took his lead from was a statement by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, that there was no evidence so far to indicate that this bugging occurred, or at least occurred, at the orders of President Obama. Ipso facto, should Mr. Trump apologize to former President Obama? It was at that point that Sean Spicer launched into a tirade, probably the stormiest salvos he's fired from that podium since Inauguration Day, when he issued the challenges about the size of the crowd for the swearing-in of the 45th president. He singled out Jonathan, who tried to ask follow-up questions. Sean shut him down. It was something that took away from any of the substantive questions about the budget or the earlier appearance of the Office of Management and Budget Director, Mick Now, this makes high drama on TV. The Sean Spicer show continues, and I understand will draw large ratings. I'm sure guest star Jonathan Carl boosted the ratings a little bit. Does it hurt the president's top spokesman? No, because Rick, as I've pointed out before, whatever the differences, people generally like Sean Spicer, and I know that my colleagues, after some stormy exchanges in the past, are bantering with him and joking the next day. He's going to be at that podium for a while.
And we'll continue our conversation with John Gizzi, get the latest on what's going on with the Republicans and the legislation on the Hill. That's next after traffic and weather.
Work crews just setting up along I-295 northbound right at Eastern Avenue. They've got a right lane taken out. Those left lanes are moving okay, but a little slowdown from having to set that construction zone up. So watch for that and the brake lights primarily. That's about it for the district. Capitol Beltway, Outer Loop, right around River. We've got an accident there. It's off on the right shoulder. None of the lanes are taken out. It's all free-flowing. A couple of emergency vehicles still may catch your eye. And that's a crash on Highway 50 westbound just past Landover in Maryland. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not looking too bad today. We'll be up in the 50s, high of 56 this afternoon with some sunshine. For tonight, rain back in the picture down to 36. Rain tomorrow, high 50. And for Sunday night, clears up down to 34 with some sunshine back with us on Monday, a high of 58. Right now in D.C., 39. We're going up to 56, 716, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. So let's turn to Capitol Hill. The debate over health care. The president has said that he changed the opinions of, I think, at least 12 lawmakers. Where do you see the next steps going in the health care process in terms of the Republicans and whether they will actually come out of this with a bill?
Okay, if you take Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi at her word that not a single Democrat will vote for the Republican alternative on health care, then it means, very simply, that President Trump and Speaker Ryan can afford very little slippage in terms of the R's who are voting to pass this thing. They will barter, bargain, arm twist, and maybe even compromise, but they are going to get the American Health Care Act on the books. I know that there is opposition from the Conservative Freedom Caucus and from the moderate Main Street Caucus, the group of Republicans who are not as conservative as others, but in the end, no one wants to see Obamacare remain on the books, and they will accept this alternative and try to make changes later.
John, the president's budget, of course, out this week, and a lot of criticism about cuts that are coming in the federal government. The way some in the media would cast this is as though this is the budget that is locked in stone, and that PBS and the National Endowment for the Arts are gone, the funding for Meals on Wheels. There's panic setting in based on some of these reports. What's reality?
The reality is this is a first draft. It's like a lot of articles that I've begun and sketched out in longhand ahead of time, only to find that the final draft submitted to editors bears very little resemblance to my scratchings and etchings when I started the darn thing. Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney did a very good presentation. He said he and his office combed the president's words during the campaign to see precisely what he promised in terms of spending. These include a slimmed-down Department of Education, a drastically cut-back U.S. State Department, a beefed-up military and homeland security, and elimination of a lot of government programs, including the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This will leave the federal deficit at what it is now, roughly $445 billion for fiscal year 2018. The rest of the story has to be written when Congress looks at entitlements later in the year, and has to decide whether to keep them or reform them, as many in the House and Senate on the GOP side of the aisle want. But again, I would remind people, Ronald Reagan had a first draft that did much of what the Trump-Mulvaney budget is doing in 1981. David Stockman, his OMB director, went around to members of Congress. New Yorkers would say, we love this. It's going to deal with the deficit. But please don't balance it on the back of federal subsidies for the Conrail train system. Similarly, he would talk to Senator Jesse Helms and others from North Carolina. Boy, this budget is great. But please don't balance it on the backs of the tobacco farmers. We've got to keep the subsidy program going. And in the end, Ronald Reagan made dramatic changes with his first budget, but certainly not enough that he wanted, and no government program died.
John, you got to tell us what's going on with the glasses. Now, for people that may not have caught this, John Gizzi was in a White House briefing earlier in the week, and he has this thing he does with his glasses. Well, it got caught on video. It went viral to the extent that it ended up on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Tell us what it is you do and how you do it.
Well, I'll tell you, Rick, this is not exactly something that a reporter covering the White House and public policy really has to explain. But when I look at the response on Twitter and the response to Jimmy Fallon highlighting it, I feel I have to respond. I've had a habit for decades developed as a youngster in Connecticut when I first wore glasses. I will wear my glasses on my forehead and occasionally drop them down in my nose or lift them back up without using my hands. I use my eyebrows to do this. Where did I learn it? Well, it was from someone I read about growing up in the Nutmeg State, John M. Bailey, longtime Democratic state chairman and Democratic national chairman under John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. His trademark was his glasses on his forehead. When he meant business and was going to do something like put together a slate of candidates, those glasses dropped on his nose. One of his granddaughters told me that when she went to say goodbye to Grandpa and they closed the casket, the glasses were on his forehead. So a habit I watched a Connecticut politician on the Democratic side do has now made me a mime star and, for at least a night, a star of The Tonight Show. I take it all with good humor and good nature. And for those who say I don't give enough attention to a Democrat, who would have thought that I picked this habit up from a one-time Democratic national chairman?
That's interesting. Now, I want to question you on one tweet. There was a tweet that claimed that there was somebody actually behind you that did it as a trick with a string, so that this was a conspiracy with you and somebody else. Can we get the facts straight here?
I'm going to use the opportunity here on WMAL to say that that rumor is scurrilous, a lie, and an act of jealousy from someone who just can't do it. I might add that the German press, including my good friend Sabrina Fritz from German radio, were all surrounding me yesterday following the press conference with Chancellor Merkel. They wanted me to demonstrate it for them. I happily complied.
So you're probably a star on The Tonight Show in Germany tonight.
Guten Tag, mein Herren.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax. And if you want to see what we're talking about, all you have to do is Google Gizzi and glasses, and you will see it. John, thank you.
I'm expecting a lot more tweets coming in as a result of this program. Good day.
Funny bit, I'll tell you. It's the Saturday morning update, 7:24. Boy, we needed to lighten it up a little bit. It is so intense. I mean, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Everybody's exhausted. I mean, everybody's exhausted from the news. And something that happened 2 days ago is so far now into ancient history. I mean, I wanted to spend some time talking about Rachel Maddow and the hype and how giddy she was and how foolish she looked and all of that about two pages of tax returns that made him look, I thought, wealthy and like he paid his taxes. But I think that backfired big time. But that's old news. I mean, it's ancient history. Why am I talking about it?
One of the most fearsome fighting forces on the planet has never seen a gun and is outnumbered 1 billion to 1. With algorithms and centrifuges, it fights the most fearsome enemy on Earth. An enemy that doesn't care when it attacks or who it attacks. One of the most fearsome fighting forces on Earth doesn't take lives. It saves millions of them. Armed with tenacity, inspiration, innovation, and support from all of us to battle and defeat disease. Every day, the 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies leap into the unknown to pioneer tomorrow's breakthrough cures. Side by side with brave patients, thousands here in D.C. in clinical trials to find the next groundbreaking medicine, one of which may save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine, for all of us, where together, we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
A lot of people think the stock market is good for your retirement, and it is, right up until the day that it isn't.
Usually every 4 or 5 years, the market goes up and then it corrects or potentially crashes sometimes, like back in 2008.
Abe and Shelley Abish at Abish Financial Services want you to understand the risks that come with exposing your nest egg to Wall Street.
Things can always go south at any time. We don't know when that may happen and we want to be prepared.
So how can we prepare for when the market does go south?
We want to make sure that our clients have enough retirement income every single year, no matter what the market does.
Abe focuses on strategies that provide you with retirement income when the market is up and when the market is down. Call 571-577-9968 to find out how Abe can help design an income strategy for your retirement. That's 571-577-9968, online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
We as Catholics choose a Catholic cemetery to be buried as Christ was buried.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
I encourage you to make arrangements for your burial site, your sacred ground.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit our website at ccaw.org.
In baptism, we are buried with Christ and resurrect with Him to new life.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
You never think to buy blinds online, but that was before I found out about Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Their professional designers give you a free online design consultation, help you pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds. If you mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they will remake the blinds for free, and they'll send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping. Now through March 21st, buy one blind and get the second one 50% off when you go to Blinds.com and use my promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Blinds.com, promo code PAGS, rules and restrictions apply.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing, open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Evacuations are still in place at Orly Airport in Paris, and flights are being redirected there after a man was shot and killed inside the airport.
The man took his weapon and tried to seek refuge in one of the shops. That's what we've just had confirmed to us by France's Interior Ministry spokesman. The man who'd taken the weapon was then shot. No one else was wounded.
That's correspondent Melissa Bell. Explosives experts also examined him without finding anything. No information about the man was immediately available. A new court filing in lawsuits over Metro's L'Enfant smoke incident indicates the district thinks it should have immunity. The motion filed within the past day asks the court to dismiss lawsuits from victims and the family of Carol Glover, who was killed when a Yellow Line train got trapped in a tunnel and filled with smoke in January 2015. DC says they're immune since the fire department has the same responsibilities to rescue Metro riders as any other member of the public, and DC law indicates the city cannot be sued when city employees perform certain public duties negligently. Metro has itself argued DC had a special responsibility to help Metro in emergency situations, and Metro claimed helping riders in an emergency is not their responsibility. And just as we catch our breath from round one of March Madness, round two starts in a couple hours.
8 teams will advance to next week's Sweet 16, starting with the winner of Notre Dame and West Virginia. Top overall seed and defending champion Villanova could have its hands full with a tough Wisconsin team. Both those games are in Buffalo. Later on, Northwestern looks to build on the school's first ever tournament win, but they face West Region 1 seed Gonzaga. Florida State faces Xavier, the Musketeers coming off an upset win, just like Middle Tennessee State, who now has Butler. The other 3 games tonight, St. Mary's against Arizona, Virginia versus Florida, and Iowa State Purdue. There are 8 more games tomorrow as the round of 32 closes. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports. In addition to UVA in Florida tonight, on the women's side, UMD crushed Bucknell to advance to round 2. A career night for John Wall. He posted 20 assists in the Wizards' win over Chicago. The Caps visit the Lightning tonight. In spring training action, the O's win, the Nats tie. Traffic and weather's next.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The big screen store's big close-out blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the big screen store's big once-a-year close-out blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
7:33 now, heading back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
Yes, Steve, Construction Zone just put out a little while ago on I-295 northbound right at Eastern Avenue. It's got the right lane completely taken out. Those left lanes, though, look like they're moving okay, so just a little brake tap through there shouldn't be that big of a deal. On the Capitol Beltway outer loop just before River Road, we've got a crash. It's off on the far right shoulder. Just a couple of emergency vehicles still on the scene. They're waiting on a wrecker to show up, and that should be cleared up and completely off of the road in the next little bit. Through Maryland on Highway 50 westbound, just before Landover, we've got a crash, and that's a disabled vehicle on 50 eastbound right at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge taking out a right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy, mid-50s today. Rain coming in tonight down to the upper 30s. Tomorrow that rain could mix with some snow in the morning, then partly cloudy tomorrow afternoon in the low 50s. We're at 41 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Style.
Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Brett Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Brett gives you their exclusive Ted Brett for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Brett. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Brett Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies. And that means you can take advantage of big savings.
For a limited time only, New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus, 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced right now, before the damage gets more expensive. And don't worry about payments for one full year. Plus, get 10% off materials. You'll love New Look's incredible shingle selection. And their 13-step process ensures your new roof is installed perfectly. You'll have a project coordinator and an on-site project foreman to answer all your questions. And New Look installs most roofs in just one day. That's right, your new roof in just one day. Rest assured, every step of the way, you'll love what we do for your home. Take advantage of this limited-time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Birds are all chirping, geese are all flying. It's that time when thoughts turn to warm weather car buying. Still will those bright drives of summer turn stormy and blue when the lender sends bills that scream, pay what is due? But with a Commonwealth One drive-through summer car loan, you'll get rates so low it'll make all other lenders groan. And with no payments for 90 days, this decision's a snap. It's no wonder those other car loans are crying.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 84 months. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Guess there is such a thing as a free ride.
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37 on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Vice President for Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research, expert on national security matters. Tony, great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
You bet. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meeting with Chinese officials this morning. The issue, North Korea, of course, yesterday. He said the Trump administration was prepared to scrap nearly a decade of U.S. policy toward North Korea in favor of a more aggressive effort to eliminate the country's nuclear weapons program. What aggressive efforts could we take?
I think there's three things we can do. First, as you've noted, he's in China now, so he's now going to be working with North Korea's primary ally. And frankly, a supporter. If it wasn't for the Chinese, the North Koreans would not exist. Secondly, look, as you said, and I believe this to be true, the policy has completely failed. If we look at the fact that the North Koreans have been masters of brinksmanship, that is to say that they act badly, they walk up to a certain line, we give them something, and they back down. So, you know, the idea of getting cool things from us and backing down has been very effective. And at the same time, they've developed two very severe capabilities, nuclear weapons. They've continued to develop and field and test those, and then ballistic missile technology, which they can mount those weapons on. So this is no small thing. Third, we do have the option, and I think I will just leave it in a general term, of quote-unquote military action, direct action. This is something that's been contemplated since the 90s. I've been in discussions where this has been examined as how would you do certain things against certain capabilities. So I'm actually happy that those things are back on the table, because when they were off the table, I think the North Koreans knew that they could act very badly and continue to get away with it. So I think that this may well, it's going to change the fabric of the relationship. I think it may get their attention.
So North Korea and China have a pretty pretty active trade relationship. What's the incentive? What is the incentive for China to shore up with us on this versus North Korea?
The Chinese have used the North Koreans as a foil against us for the past at least 30 years. And what the basic bottom line is this, they can't necessarily control. It's like a child that's out of control. And that child has nuclear weapons. And they have been able to use it to kind of as a thorn in our side when they need to. And in other times, it acts out and gets in the way of essentially continuing the North Koreans continuing to develop their dominion in the Pacific. So I think that the Chinese have an incentive and have an understanding that they are completely responsible, wholly responsible for the North Koreans and what happens. And so the economics of it by itself is a major issue. The Chinese have continued to develop, I think, a path forward to becoming the dominant power in the Pacific. And obviously the North Koreans, if they act out severely enough, something bad could happen, and a shooting war could start. And frankly, Rick, you know, a shooting war ruins everybody's economy, and it would be very bad. And that is a possibility, and I think that the Chinese understand that.
Turning the tables, we find that Donald Trump is standing by his claim that the Obama administration conducted surveillance of some sort on him. There was a story that Judge Napolitano had quoted three sources saying that the British agency, the GCHQ, carried out wiretapping. That created a dust-up and a response back from GCHQ rejecting those allegations as nonsense. But can you tell us a little bit about the kinds of surveillance that do go on? I mean, apparently we did conduct surveillance on Angela Merkel. Tell us a little bit about what does go on, and is there a possibility that maybe there was some surveillance done on Trump or somebody in his team?
Yeah, well, this is not a secret. We have something called the Five Eyes Agreement. Basically, the states of the former Commonwealth, the English Commonwealth, are very close to us. The Canadians, New Zealand, Australia, the British, you know, we're all very close. And if you read my book, Operation Darkheart, the information that was developed for the use of, for Operation Darkheart to go into Pakistan was created by one of the Five Eyes, and they were completely integrated with us. I can't get into which one, but it was one of the British Commonwealth countries. So we do have that level of connectivity, and we do ask them to help us. So it's not beyond the pale that maybe someone would have reached out and asked a foreign intelligence service to help collect on U.S. citizens. That's the issue. That's what Napolitano was trying to get at. Do we do collection against other countries? Absolutely. I mean, there's no restrictions on that. As much as Angela Merkel didn't like it, you know, so what? It's something we do. And, President Obama and others, I don't think, should be apologizing for doing the proper work of going and collecting intelligence on foreign leaders. With that said, Rick, there may be something to someone behind the scenes trying to collect. We don't know all the facts yet. And I'm not beyond belief that a rogue element or rogue elements work together to do the collection. And, I am a believer in the deep state. There are people within the enterprise which I think would go out of their way to do that sort of collection, looking for information that would have benefited the political machine or the candidate, in this case, Ms. Clinton. And let's remember, Ms. Clinton even tweeted out something in October about something about computer scientists looking at Donald Trump's computer, and the New York Times itself talking about wiretapping. So there's something there. I just don't think we know what's there yet.
All right. We see images coming out of Iraq, Mosul. We're 5 months into the campaign.
Right.
It is ISIS' last major stronghold in Iraq. It's looking more positive that we'll have success there. What would it mean to ISIS if they lose Mosul?
It means they're going to have to figure out a way to use Syria primarily as their base of operation. When they moved into Iraq, they were able to essentially establish a state. That was their goal. This will not make them stateless by the fact that they still will have terrain in Syria, but Aleppo is being challenged and some other things, so they're being greatly put upon. Rick, I think I think there's no doubt that the Mosul campaign will be successful. The question is time. And the reason that they're being so precise and careful is to avoid as much as possible the loss of innocent human life. And this has been a very difficult street-to-street, house-to-house fight that has been much more complicated, I think, than even the Pentagon knew. I mean, I received a briefing a year ago this month that indicated that they thought that they would have this thing resolved by January. And it's not, but I'm sure it will be. And we have to look where ISIS is going to go. I think they're going to metastasize. They're going to try to move somewhere else, like a balloon. You push them out of Iraq, they go somewhere else. And I think, frankly, that's one of the things that I think the Pentagon and others are looking at doing, is trying to figure out how to get ahead of them.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer from the London Center for Policy Research. You can follow him on Twitter. Tony, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.
You bet. 7:45 Saturday morning updates, WMAL. Time for check of the traffic and weather.
As you might suspect, people probably drank too much green beer last night, so they're at home this morning. Not a lot of traffic on the roadways around the area. We do have one crash to report. It's on the Capitol Beltway interloop just before Baltimore-Washington Parkway. I'm not seeing a big backup with that, but there are several emergency vehicles on the scene. That's road work out in Virginia on Highway 123 northbound, right around Fairfax Boulevard to about Eaton Place. They've got all of the lanes taken out, but they're rerouting you around it. And that's construction on I-295 northbound just before Eastern Avenue has a right lane taken out here in the district. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Finally warming up a little bit. We'll be up to 56 with some sunshine this afternoon. Overnight down to 36. Rain moves in. We've got rain expected tomorrow. And then it clears off Sunday night for some sunshine on Monday with a high of 58. Monday, 39 right now, and we're heading up to 56. It's 7:46 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Are you all tangled up in March Madness? Is that your escape from all the craziness in Washington these days? Hey, one quick note just to let you know. Wolf Traps tickets go on sale 10 o'clock this morning to the public. And I just wanted to mention that because if you don't get them pretty quickly, it's sometimes pretty hard to get those Wolf Trap tickets. But some great artists going up, and tickets go on sale this morning, 10 o'clock, for Wolf Trap. So just a little mention there so that you don't miss out on something special, because that makes the summer in Washington, and boy, this is probably going to be a really long, hot summer.
There's things you want near you, like an Advance Auto Parts store full of friendly car experts with the knowledge and parts you need to get the job done. Then there's things you don't want near you, like the extremely dangerous Eastern Diamondback Rattlesnake.
Whoa.
You know, the one that falls under the extra poisonous category. So swing by our new Advance Auto Parts store in Auxon Hill to be surrounded by the parts you need at the best prices. Snake free. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Sticker number 61961 with approved credit plus tag, and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply. All to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you had your home previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's why it's so important to call my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie's homes are more likely to sell and will not sit. One huge reason why is that Sarah and Debbie have over 5,500 ready buyers in their database looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell homes 3 times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more money on average. Sarah and Debbie are so confident your home will sell that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Sarah and Debbie sold Ronald's home in less than 3 weeks after it was on the market with another agent for 9 months. Don't just hire any realtor to negotiate your equity with painful listing times. No. Call the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about our friends in the news media.
Chris Plant is on.
I'm making quotation marks with my fingers.
9 to noon.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
Does your advisor call you only after the market has gone up or down? Or do you have an ongoing, proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
My buddy recently returned from Afghanistan. We used to do everything together, fish, hunt, bowl. But he's not the same guy who left a year ago. He keeps to himself, won't go out, says he's still fighting the war. Luckily, with my encouragement, he contacted Givenhour. They offer free mental health care for military members and their families. If you know someone like my friend, give help. Give hope. Contact Givenhour. On the web at givenhour.org.
Dear John, uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. But when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Saturday morning update, WMAL 753. I'm Rick Fowler. Time to get a reality check on some of the things going on up on Capitol Hill. We are joined by Mercedes Schlapp. She is a Fox News contributor and co-founder at Cove Strategies. Mercedes, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
A lot of news coverage about the infighting among the Republicans. You've got the Freedom Caucus digging in on one side when it comes to health care. You've got criticism of the president's budget plan. And I just wanted to get kind of a reality check because you've seen this in what you've done for years. You have experience in watching the inner workings of political parties when it comes to this kind of legislation. How much of this is jockeying for position and playing to individual constituencies, their bases at home, their supporters? How much of that is going on in all of this?
So, you know, I think that's probably close to 90% is when you see these congressmen jockeying for a position. You know, I think it's important to put a historical perspective to it, which is during the time that Obamacare was passed, you know, it took the Democrats a good 6 to 8 months to kind of get their ducks in a row. It wasn't just one day to the next. There is always a sense in this legislative process that while it's going to be chaotic and while it's going to make a great press story that there's infighting amongst a party when they're in power, it's normal. I mean, this is what we're going to go through. Obviously, there were some hiccups, I believe, when you saw the fact that the conservatives from the Republican Study Committee as well as the Freedom Caucus felt that they were left out in the initial process of putting together the health care bill, and how Speaker Ryan really was trying to, you know, he knows, he's very well aware that this, that his initial bill was going to be attacked by both conservatives and by moderates. But the conservatives obviously have had a very strong voice in this process. And that's why you're seeing one of, I think one of the benefits or the assets of Donald Trump is the fact that he's, President Trump, he's willing to talk to them. He's willing to sit down, for example, with the Republican Study Committee and get them moving along in the process. The Republican Study Committee, for example, said that if they would make some changes to the Medicaid expansion, if they would make some changes to the refundable tax credit, that they would be willing to support it. Now, you have on the other side as well the moderates who are concerned about issues like the funding Planned Parenthood. So it becomes a tricky game for Speaker Ryan, but it is part of the legislative process. It's about allowing amendments to come to the floor and voting on these amendments, because guess what? At the end of the day, Rick, the Republicans have to produce a bill. They have to go back to their districts and say, we successfully repealed Obamacare and we successfully replaced it, you know, and at the end that Americans feel that this is for their benefit. Right now, the way it's being sold is that you're having millions of people lose their health care coverage. It really, from a messaging standpoint, I think has been a lot more difficult for Republicans to not only brand this, but also sell it to the American public.
I want to take about a minute just to ask you about the timing. I mean, the president's in, what, about 8 weeks now? And there's been such an urgency expressed by the media saying, well, he hasn't gotten this done. He hasn't gotten tax reform done. He hasn't gotten health care done. And the guy hasn't gotten his whole cabinet in place until, like, what, 2 weeks ago. I mean, the timing on this, is this sort of a false pressure that's put on by the media?
Well, there's always that anticipation that you've got all this political capital for the first 100 days. Now, this president obviously has been battling the media. The media, they're after him, a lot of the mainstream media. So he definitely didn't even have a honeymoon period. So with that being said, when you look at the cabinet members, the ones who have blocked his cabinet members have been the Democrats. They have failed to show up to these committee hearings. Their plan has been to boycott and hold back as many as they can. We know that even talking to Secretary Price, several of his appointees are stuck in Congress. They can't get a hearing. It's incredibly frustrating for these Republicans and for the Trump administration to get their agenda moving forward. Secondly, you have the reality of the legislative calendar. And that's why, you know that, for example, in this legislative calendar, it looks like it's going to be Obamacare and tax reform. That's not going to get done easily till August, if you're lucky, if not really till December. It's just the way the process works. While President Trump is more like the cheetah running as fast as he can, you know, Congress is more like the turtle. They move a lot slower. They're deliberative in their process. And, of course, for President Trump, he's a bit limited in what he can do with executive orders. He's done a lot already on the part of executive orders in terms of deregulation, for example, for a lot of these industries, in talking with corporations, in talking with unions. He is trying to ensure that he's bringing this back, this optimism in terms of our economy. And I think, as you're seeing in the stock market and everywhere else, it seems to be working.
We've got about 2 minutes, and I wanted to talk about a story. The Metropolitan Police Department sent out a series of tweets publicizing the disappearance of 10 D.C. teenagers who were considered critically missing and concerns that it may be related to human trafficking. You wrote an article on it in the Washington Times. You know, and it's hard to imagine human trafficking could take place in the nation's capital, but you just spoke at the U.N. on the topic of human trafficking. Tell us what we need to know about it.
Yes, it was a great honor to speak at the United Nations. It was at the Economic and Social Council chamber with representatives from across the globe. And what really, when you hear the testimonies, is when it really brings it home. It was there was one lady, Jennifer Spry, who became a victim at the age of 8, and it was one of her male neighbors who brought her in as into child pornography. She was raped daily by men, 8 years old, Rick. And you know, we're parents of five girls. I came home after that human rights, human trafficking event, and really sat down with my girls and explained the dangers of human trafficking. One of the areas where obviously these aggressors, these pimps, prey is online. There is not enough being done to just try to stop them. Law enforcement has a difficult time of tracking these individuals. It's probably, as I think one of the victims said, it's probably one of the easiest crimes to get away with. And these victims feel like they, they live in fear. They feel that if they speak out, that the pimps are going to go and kill their family members. It is a tragic situation, not only happening here in the United States. I think that just in these past couple of years, there's about 300,000 children here in the United States who are vulnerable to human trafficking. It is a real issue. We're seeing it more and more play out in our communities. And I think as parents, ensuring that we're able to talk to our children about the signs and say is incredibly important, and obviously monitoring online what's going on and knowing that whatever happens, that they can come to you to talk to you about if they were preyed upon. And I think that's very important, and it's a sign that we need to be looking for.
And we can point listeners to your article in the Washington Times and Thursday's paper. Mercedes Schlapp, Fox News Channel contributor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.